Good afternoon, Emilia McCarthy. Welcome on VH Berries.
Wow, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I am extremely grateful because your work is a Madeleine de Proust, bringing back emotional memories from a long time ago to all and sundry, and in those circumstances, we need to take a time for remembrance of things past and putting timestamps on the McCarthy chronology. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm here in sunny Los Angeles, which is a very nice change for me because I'm originally from Canada, from Toronto. So there is a lot of snow over there right now, I hear. So I am grateful to be talking to you on this sunny day.
You are very happy on that sunny day, Emilia McCarthy. And when I was in search of lost time, I found that Proustian Madeleine. In the last episode of the second season of your television series SkyMed, when you're gifting a 2 liters water bottle to another character.
Yes, that's so funny that you noticed that. That's very specific detail. But yeah, my character on SkyMed tends to like to give presents for some reason.
Absolutely, Emilia McCarthy, and I would love to discuss about that specific project that is named SkyMed, and also about this water bottle that Joel made for you because he read online that you need to drink at least 2 liters of water per day.
Yes, that's funny, that's so specific. But yeah, so SkyMed is a medical drama on Paramount Plus internationally and in the US, and in Canada, it's on CBC and CBC Gem. And it's not just your typical medical drama. It touches on the Canadian North and the Indigenous health system and how the travel nurses have to travel to remote communities in little planes and in their medevacs, which are extra dangerous. So it's very cool to be a part of a show that touches on something more specific and unique within Canada and the Canadian health system. And my character, she is, you know, one of the local town girls, and she has a relationship with one of the pilots. And it gets pretty crazy. There's a lot of drama. Just in case anybody hasn't seen it, I won't give too much away, but we're actually starting to film the 3rd season now, and I'm excited to see where her storyline goes. And yeah, you guys will have to tune in when that comes out.
We will have Emilia McCarthy to tune in when the times comes. And your character is named Madison Van Kemp. And she is definitely not on the level of the title of the MVP, but above that, because she's the MVC, the most valuable contributor, not only to Canadian television, but also to Joel's cereal cravings.
Yeah, so Joel is Madison's baby, and in the 2nd season, you get to discover Madison and Bodhi's relationship as co-parents and the intricacies of that. Also living in Northern Canada where the resources are slim and getting cereal up north in Canada is expensive because the resources are different than in populated areas. So it is interesting to see that side of things, and you know, that's real people's lives. So it was cool to play something a little different than what I'm used to.
This character named Madison Van Kemp was definitely something different for you. And Joelle's, maybe a child or a baby, but he is having the survival technique in his head already, because as I just mentioned, he's the one who came up with the idea of the water bottle and this concept yeah. of gifting the main constituent of Earth hydrosphere.
Wow. I don't think that Joel actually came up with the idea because he's only a baby, but it's the thought that matters. And I love that Madison's character and her baby Joel are looking out for Bodhi.
Furthermore, Emilia McCarthy, that kid named Joel's, has a very specific taste in cereals, which means that at some point you had to hit the store whilst Joel's cereals were on sales because they are extremely rare.
Yes, that's a good observation. And like I said, too, just because the show is set in a small town in Northern Canada, it's difficult to get, you know, your everyday cereal and your everyday resources. So, yeah, that's something not a lot of people, I think, even really know about. So it's interesting.
It is an interesting process to discover Emilia McCarthy when we are watching SkyMed, and to safely convey those sweet cardboard boxes. Madison Van Kemp is driving a Jeep vehicle with the license plate S21-1Z3, which probably means that the show will go on for another 58 seasons with one cliffhanger and three miniseries.
Wow, I love your interpretation of that, and I think we're gonna go with that because I would love to have a job for that long. That would be great.
And by having a job for that long, Emilia McCarthy, you are also personally becoming an expert when it comes to terms related to airports. For example, the runway, the apron, or the tarmac. Can you tell us a little bit more about this new knowledge that you unlocked?
Yeah, definitely. I got to learn some lingo and insight on the aviation system and the nursing, the travel nursing specifically. But thankfully, my character is not a nurse or a pilot, so I don't have to specifically memorize all the crazy terminology. But it was interesting to get to know about what it's like to be a flight nurse in remote areas and in crazy conditions.
Absolutely. Emilia McCarthy filming in those extremes conditioned. And as you just mentioned, just before, the creative team behind SkyMade is currently holding tripods and cameras out of the closet because season 3 of SkyMed is going to start filming very soon. Why is this upcoming season going to be the best one ever?
Yes. Well, there is going to be more drama and more juicy stories, I'm sure of it. And we also have some exciting new people joining the cast, and we're developing some stories. So I think it'll be cool for people to tune in and see the characters that they remember and love from the other seasons, but also some new characters, and see what they're up to in the crazy world of flight nurses in Northern Canada.
The world of fly nurses in Northern Canada is very interesting, and part of that region is the lakes, because we can see a lot of waters and lakes in the forest. And I truly sense, Emilia McCarthy, that in the upcoming season, we could witness the Mill Pond Falls, which is a waterfall located in Newington, which is the birthplace of twin brothers Eric and Carson Bloomkirst, the brains behind Founders Days.
Yes, they are the brains behind Founders Day, and they took 10 years to finally develop Founders Day. So it was a very special project for them, and I was really excited to get to be a part of that. It was, again, a very different role for me, and it was cool to be a part of the slasher horror genre and get to get a little bit bloody and scream a little. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We filmed in Connecticut in the fall, so it was very picturesque, autumnal, idyllic, small town aesthetic. And we had a lot of fun on that set. And it was in theaters in January, and it did very well. And excited to see if anything comes out of it now digitally. We can keep you posted on that. And yeah, it was a fun experience for sure.
Furthermore, Emilia McCarthy, you made and recorded that project in the specific state of Connecticut, because both Eric and Carson Bloomkirst are very attached to that land. And can you tell us a little bit more about your character, Lily Gladwell, a name with six times the letter L?
Yes, a lot of L's. Lily is the daughter of the mayor, and Founders Day is about a quarrel that comes between the mayor and their opposing opponents, of course. And people start dying, and that uncovers a lot of mysteries and a lot of truths. And there, you know, is a killer in town, and you kind of get to discover the reasoning behind those deaths as the story unfolds.
As you just mentioned, Emilia McCarthy, as the story unfolds, we are discovering more about the mysteries and the horror. And I believe that it is finally time to create the quote, six times the letter L, six times the horror.
Yeah, you're right. You got it. It is a lot of horror in that film. And if you are a fan of slasher films, then you'll definitely be a fan of this movie.
Absolutely, Emilia McCourty. People are going to be fans of that saga as well. And as a student, because in the case of Founder Days, most of them were in school, one horror event can also be to speak in front of the classes, which is the case of your character, because it begins with a debate and a quote on the board of the classroom, which is, "Better a cautious commander than a rash one," a quote by Augustus.
Yes, exactly. And that is kind of a metaphor for the relationship between Lily and Adam, who plays her ex-boyfriend, and a metaphor for the film as well, and the people who are opposing each other.
In addition to that very specific debate, Emilia McCourty, I don't want to reveal anything about what happens on the minute 46, but let's just say that Laura Westover from Bookie and Secret Santa had probably a longer lifespan.
That is so funny. Yeah, that is quite the contrast of characters from Bookie and the Secret Santa, a very cute, innocent Christmas movie, to Founder's Day and the slasher world. That's a crazy comparison.
It is a crazy comparison. And I would love to discuss about that very first project that marked the beginning of the McCourty chronology that I mentioned at the very beginning. Can you tell us a little bit more about Bookie and the Secret Santa?
Wow, yeah. I was, I think, about 10 years old, maybe 9, when I filmed that one. And Bookie's Crush was the sequel. I was maybe 12, which was the Valentine's Day one. And those were very sweet movies. Megan Follows was in them, who is the original Anne Frank. And the movie kind of touches on the history of Canada, with the Eaton Center, as we know it now, with the original Eatons. And it's just a very wholesome holiday movie, but it's an interesting look into the history of Canada and Toronto specifically in the 40s. And it was a cute project to be a part of. And, you know, that was at the very beginning of my career. I think that was one of the first things I did after Babel, which was the very first thing I ever did, which I was Elle Fanning's double for. And I, at that time, I had no idea what the industry was about. It was my very first audition I ever had. And I happened to book it, and I filmed in the Mexican desert for 6 weeks with Elle Fanning and Adriana Barraza and Gael Garcia Bernal, and Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett were filming in Morocco. But that was a really amazing experience working with Alejandro González Iñárritu, the director, who is incredible. He's one of those directors who, you know, if the script is saying they're walking through the desert in this location in Mexico at 3 a.m, we are literally in that location in the desert in Mexico at 3 a.m. And that's exactly what we did. And so it was a very interesting first experience just thrown into the film industry. But obviously I fell in love with it, and the Bookie movies after that was, you know, a more maybe normal version, not as, you know, hands-on and crazy as a movie like Babel, which is amazing in itself. But yeah, those were the very first things I ever did that just made me fall in love with the film industry. Two very different films, but you know, as actors, you just love being on set, whatever that means. And I'm grateful for those opportunities.
I confirm, Emilia McCarthy, that there are no scenes in Bookie and the Secret Santa that took place in the middle of the desert of Mexico. And would you say that this first project related to Christmas and Santa changed your perspective on that holiday?
Thankfully, I was old enough to know the story about Santa, so there were no surprises there. But yeah, I think it is one of those movies that really makes you think about the reasoning behind holidays like that, and the reason behind giving and opening, you know, your hearts to the people in your lives. And I think it was special to be a part of something like that at that age, because you don't always have that perspective on holidays that are, you know, about receiving presents. And so, yeah, it was a special little movie.
You just mentioned, Emilia McCarthy, the word special, because you received special signals when you started your career, because if I understood correctly, you woke up with the desire to be in front of the screen.
Yes, I woke up one morning and decided to be an actress, as one does at 7 years old. You know, you either decide you're going to be an astronaut or a teacher that day, but I decided to be an actress. And I was one of those kids who would put on shows for, you know, the guests at the, you know, family dinners that no one asked for. And I was always putting together a fashion show or a play or a dance routine. And I also grew up dancing. And my mom owned a dance studio, actually, when she still lived in Mexico. And so I think the performance gene carried on to me. And I just always found it really exciting to express myself creatively and just very fun. I think what we get to do as creatives is so fun, and we are so lucky that our careers can be bringing joy to other people, or knowledge, or just emotion, or whatever it is, entertainment. And I think, you know, it's a special career to be a part of. So I'm glad that I made that decision at 7 years old. I really committed to it. I guess I don't have commitment issues, because I really said at seven, I'm going to be an actor. And I stuck to it. And here I am still doing it.
Absolutely. Emilia McCarthy, you do not have commitment issue when it comes to work. And you are going very soon also to play in a horror movie that ends with the first letter of the Latin alphabet. And I hope that this time you will have a longer lifespan than Laura Westover.
Yes, I hope so too. I'm excited for this new horror movie. I can't say too much right now, but yes, I do have a longer lifespan in this one, and I'm excited to get started on that here in Los Angeles in the next few months and be able to share more.
You're excited to be able to share more, and I am looking forward to witness those projects, because as The Rhone and Joan Shambrook Bench says in the Love Quinky Dink short film, celebrate life, smile, remember family, good times, good friends, live, love, laugh and be happy. Thank you very much, Emilia McCarthy.
Wow, I love that ending. Thank you so much, Victor. I love your positive energy and outlook and can't wait to share more with you.